Iran has warned against any foreign intervention in the Syrian affairs. Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi says Tehran fully supports a political solution to the unrest in Syria. Salehi has reiterated Iran's backing for the efforts of the UN Arab League envoy aimed at ending the Syrian crisis. Iraq has also come out against foreign intervention in Syria. Baghdad says it supports a peaceful solution to the year-long unrest. The country's foreign minister, Hushyar Zabari, says Baghdad backs the UN Arab League mission for a diplomatic solution to the Syrian crisis. Syrian authorities have confiscated a cache of weapons in a district bordering Iraq. The weapons were reportedly found in a car belonging to militants in the eastern Deir al-Zur province. They included hundreds of AK-47s, an anti-aircraft weapon, RPGs, and much more ammunition. The African Union has expressed concern over the escalating security situation on the border between Sudan and South Sudan. AU Commission Chairman Jean Ping says any dispute over border territories can be resolved only through peaceful means. Ping also called on both sides to pull back their forces from the border zones. Moroccan teachers have held a rally in the capital Rabat to protest against an unfair educational system. The protesters are calling for genuine educational reforms. They've also condemned police brutality against other peaceful protesters. Anti-regime demonstrations began in Morocco following last year's popular uprisings in the Arab world. The US could soon be flying its unmanned spy planes from Australia. The proposed base on Australia's Cocos Islands would form part of an expanded US-Australian military cooperation announced in November. The US is planning to station some 2,500 Marines in the Australian city of Darwin next month. And students in the Spanish capital Madrid have staged a protest against the government's austerity measures and recently adopted labour reforms. The protest comes ahead of the upcoming general strike on Thursday. The protesters say they're opposed to the government's cuts in education spending, healthcare and other basic services. And Turkey's Prime Minister has arrived in the Iranian capital, Tehran, on a two-day visit. Recep Tayyip Erdogan has already met with a number of high-ranking Iranian officials for talks on bilateral and regional issues. He's also scheduled to hold talks with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Parliament Speaker Ali Darijani.